was a series of burglaries. And I say burglaries. There were items that were turning up missing in offices of professors and things like that on campus. In around the time period of June of 2012, they initially, I think, suspected like custodial staff and that kind of thing, and looked at those people, and none of those people had done anything wrong. And then some of the items that were stolen turned out to have been pawned at various pawn shops throughout the area, and those items were pawned by John Phillips, and so that is kind of what got them onto him as a suspect with respect to the burglaries. He, having formerly been a police officer at Texas A&M, had keys to, I don't know if he had keys to every door on campus, but he had keys to a lot of doors on campus at a minimum, and so there was no forced entry. He just used the keys that he had from his days as a cop and was able to get in there and steal things to pawn them.
And then the discovery of the child pornography materials.
Yeah, he when they arrested him or contacted him on the burglary charges, he had a in his wallet an SD, a computer card, like a little data card, and police looked on that and discovered some images of child pornography.
Were they just random images as opposed to people that he would have known?
Yes, that's correct. These were not like homemade things. These were, there's unfortunately a lot of this kind of stuff out there on the internet and that kind of thing.
So then fast forward to his appearance and the plea agreement, if you can talk about what went into that. And
sure.
We're talking about this 2 years after the fact.
Sure. He pled guilty and the way it works is he's sentenced to 10 years in prison, and after around 6 months, he can petition the court or apply for what is called shock probation, which is where you actually go to prison for a period of months. You go to TDC for a period of months on kind of the front end, and then if all goes well and if you behave yourself and you exhibit good conduct and that kind of thing, then you can be placed on probation for the remainder of that sentence after you serve your prison time on the front end. And then if you obviously if you continue to follow the rules and continue to make good choices, then you serve out the remainder of that sentence on probation. If you don't, you have the rest of that sentence, that 10-year sentence hanging over your head if you were to break the rules or violate the rules. On the flip side, when you go to prison on the front end, if you do not exhibit good conduct while there or get in trouble in prison, then you just serve that 10-year sentence that you were initially sentenced to straight.
So the least amount of time he is looking at, if all goes well on his behalf, is 6 months.
I think you can petition, and I don't have the law right in front of me, but I think you can petition after, it might be 3 or 4 months, maximum of 6 months.
Because he is a retired law enforcement officer, any special conditions about where he is held?
That where he is held and what his life is like in prison is 100% up to prison authorities, but in my experience, even though he was not a law enforcement officer at the time of these offenses, because he was a former law enforcement officer, my experience with TDC is that they will, generally speaking, take measures to kind of keep him separate or ensure his safety in prison. They typically do that for law enforcement officers or former law enforcement officers that find themselves in prison.
The other thing, too, I want you to comment about addresses the investigation, if I understand correctly, while this was initiated or discovered by A&M police. It was also a joint investigation with College Station Police and, I understand, also the DA's office.
It was. That's correct. Because he was a former A&M police officer and had worked for worked with officers that would have been involved in the investigation from his time at the department, The College Station Department, Police Department, was brought in to conduct the investigation, so that there would not be any potential conflict of interest, or you know, people that knew him on a personal level directly participating in the investigation. One of the detectives that was the officer of the College Station Police Department who was directly involved in the investigation now works for our office as an investigator, Mike Josie.
The 10 years is concurrent on all five of the child porn charges. Then,
yes, sir, that's correct. And then he also was sentenced to the burglary charges are a state jail felony. It's a lower level offense, and so he was sentenced. In addition to the 10 years, he was also sentenced to 5 months. Incarceration with a felony conviction on the burglary charges as well, and all of that will run concurrent. Nothing is, that's how the law works. They're not stacked on top of each other or anything like that.